Wednesday, October 12th, 2022. Heavy day at a high heart rate. That's what today is. It's also our not for time option, intentionally, because it is a heavy day at a high heart rate. And again, explaining the why behind the workout is, you know, the barbell really is the crux of this workout and arguably the most important piece of the workout, you know, that it's overhead. Well, let me tell you what the workout is. It's 3 rounds for time or not of a 400 meter run, 20 knees to elbows, and then 10 push jerks or split jerks, your call. And the loading on that, I'm not prescribing a one set weight. It's between 60 and 70% of your one rep max jerk. And that is a challenging loading for 10 reps in a mixed modality workout. And I would say the loading that you choose between 60 and 70%, you might think that you can get that first set of 10 push jerks or split jerks unbroken, but there's some doubt in you. You're pretty confident the barbell's probably going to hit the ground. You'll have to do a quick little reset, a shake, catch your breath, compose yourself, clean the weight back up again, and then finish that set of 10. Obviously staying safe, that should go, you know, without saying, but meaning that the loading is challenging, the rep range is challenging, that to push through that big set of 10, especially after 400 meters of running and 20 knees to elbows, is probably not going to happen. Maybe it will, but again, there's doubt in there. That's the neighborhood that we're looking to be in. We're not looking to have that first set of 10 be 5 sets of 2. That was too heavy of a weight was chosen. 2 sets of 5, fantastic. A 6 and a 4, great. A 7 and a 3, awesome. A 6, a 2 and a 2, still doesn't mean you did anything wrong. You might have just really burned down that 400 meter run super fast, and you're going to modify that in the second round. So that's also why this is the not for time option is, you know, I'm always talking about give the runs the respect that they deserve, push the pace in the runs. And overwhelmingly, that's the case. But I'm also here to tell you when it's not. And on this workout, I'm perfectly okay with everybody using that run basically as a, depending on how good of a runner you are, a 2 to 3 minute window in which you're recovering to come back in, do the knees to elbows, and hit the push jerks. And so that's how I would use the run in this workout. I wouldn't be a hero in the run. The focus, the energy, and the drive is going to that push jerk or split jerk that is an intentionally challenging weight. And to be fair, those 20 knees to elbows are going to be pesky. Let's just go ahead and say that. It's going to fire up the lats. It's going to fire up the midline. You're not going to recover your breath. The hip flexors are crunched. None of that's going to make the push jerks easier. So again, use that run as your time for that. And darn near all of us are going to break up those sets of 20 knees to elbows as well. So there's nothing wrong with that. I envision this workout also without a rack, the barbells on the floor. Now that being said, if having the barbell on the floor is not an appropriate decision for where you are in your fitness journey and the loading that's on the bar, then by all means use a rack. Safety always trumps everything else. But if you can have this barbell on the floor, that's how when I envision this workout, that's where I see it going down. But if you need to use a rack, absolutely use one. All right, we've got for the wildcard option, we're just going to go ahead and throw in the air bike in case that's what you need. And we've got V-ups in place of those knees to elbows. The scaled option, we've got the sit-ups in there instead of the knees to elbows to make it, again, a little bit more gentle for somebody just getting back into fitness who's not quite there with the knees to elbows yet. Of course, they've got the V-ups option in the wild card. But the big thing with this is that we're making it push press instead of push jerk or split jerk. So we're still going overhead. It still is a heavy bias. It's still a heavy day at a high heart rate, even the scaled option. I have it written as 50 to 70% of your one rep max push press. So I'm giving you a good window there to play off of, you know, what I said earlier about how I intend somebody would potentially break this thing up. And the push press will be a great opportunity for the scaled crew to to get exactly what they need out of this workout here. Limited equipment, going overhead with the dumbbells. You know what you're doing. And that should be just a good time had by all. Heavy day at a high heart rate. Hope you enjoyed. And for the push jerk or the split jerk, either one, you know, the cycle time on the push jerk is going to be most likely a bit faster. But the largest loads in the world are generally being done with a split jerk. And it just depends upon what are you the most comfortable with. And if you're competent with both of them, then use the one that you do less frequently to get that variance in there. Enjoy the workout. For most of us, it's a rest day tomorrow. So I'll see you back here on Friday.